Welcome to our latest edition of Prep Spotlight here on Sports Fan Radio 1330. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and today we're joined by East senior cross-country runner Noah Friske. As a junior last year, Noah was named the Nick 10 MVP after winning the conference meet, and he had finishes of 10th as a freshman and 4th as a sophomore at the conference meet. He started out this season battling some injuries, but has come back on late. He won the Chuck Wallen Invitational a couple weeks ago and placed 10th at the Gurney Invitational last weekend. So first of all, Noah, thank you for taking time to talk with me.
Yep.
First off, what was the injury you had to deal with this year? What was the extent of it, and how did you get it?
So I got a left quad strain because I guess overtraining and the way that my form and my stride was, I was heel striking.
Okay.
So now I have to run on more of the like mid part of my foot and at faster like steps per minute, but that's basically it.
How awkward has it been to change your stride now or change the way you run?
It was a little bit for about like a week or two, so I'm coming up on like the third week this week, but it kind of feels natural now. So
okay. It hasn't really affected your times yet? Or I mean, are you kind of where you want to be at this point in the season?
I mean, I was hoping to be faster, but on Saturday we'll see what I can run. I want to try and run about 15:40, but we'll see.
You ever really notice a noticeable difference in all that? And that's something that eventually, as you get more comfortable with it, you're going to be able to run just fine with it.
Yeah.
Overall, how do you think you're running so far? Again, in consideration of the injury as well.
I mean, I did better than I thought I would on Saturday because my goal was top 10 before I got the injury, and I still got top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 16th last year, so it was a step up. So I know I still have like a long way to go. Definitely on the road to recovery.
Okay. I want to kind of go back a little bit. What was your focus in the summer? I mean, coming into your senior year, what things were you working on to make this a special year, being your last year in high school?
Mm-hmm. Definitely increasing the mileage. My coach and I like worked on that, increasing my mileage, just my workouts, everything like that, like 2 runs per day.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about running at state on that course and everything is just been the motivation.
Yeah, you know, and you just said it earlier, of course, because of the injury, it's forced you to kind of adjust. But how much changes, let's say over the course of 4 years now, you being a senior, how much changes in the style, the way you run? Or are you pretty much you establish yourself in junior high whenever, and you're the same runner all the way through?
I've been about the same runner all the way through, but I think I've still gotten definitely faster and still have, like, a long way to go.
Uh-huh. There's nothing a little altered you might alter with your arms or your swing or your stride or anything like that over the course of the years?
Not that I can really think of. I mean, when I was younger, it would kind of be whether I had a kick at the end or not was just like whether I had an off year or not. Like some years I would just not have a kick, some years I would. But now I just have to close fast every race.
Tell me a little bit about you, going back to the summer again. Give me a little bit of your regimen in the summer. Like how much do you run per day? How many miles do you run per week? What's your goal? Or does it alternate? And what kind of a structure do you have in the summer?
I mean, it alternated a lot with me going on vacation and stuff like that. But it would usually be about the same thing every day, like each week. Or not like the same workout each day, but like per week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would do double runs a lot. So I'd run 45 minutes easy in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then do like a 30-minute like tempo or fartlek run. And then other days of the week, so I'd be doing like 8 miles and then some days I'd have to do like 14,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, it was a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, no kidding. So like average per week, how many miles do you run? It always amazes me. I'm not a runner, so I'm always amazed at how many miles you guys do.
I was probably doing at the most maybe like 40, 45.
Wow. 2 years ago, you missed going to state by just 9 seconds.
Yeah.
And last year, you got closer, it was 2 seconds. How much does that haunt you, and how much does that motivate you for this your senior season to get to state?
I mean, I wouldn't say it haunts me any, but it's definitely like I have to do it this year. Like, I don't really have that next year thought.
Right.
But that doesn't really worry me because it also has like that, like on Saturday, I got that feeling where it's like I'll never race on this course again. So I just had that motivation to drive and pass the people and get 10th, so just plan on using that all season.
When did you get introduced to running? Who introduced you to it, and what got you into it? And then tell me some of the programs you were in as you grew up.
All right. So I played soccer from when I was 4 to about 5th grade. And in 5th grade, I was on a team with a kid named Andy Volk that
mm-hmm.
goes to Rockford Christian. And he's friends with Riley Wells,
mm-hmm.
the really good runner from there.
Right.
And they had told me that I should try Wildcats. and it was like a running club, and I was like, all right, yeah, we'll try it. I go to the first practice. It was all right. I didn't really like it. I wasn't thinking about going back, right. But I decided to go back, and then the first race I ever had was probably a couple months later, and I won it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, that first season, it was just me and Andy going back and forth that whole season, and then I just kind of got hooked on it and just worked my way up.
Anybody in your else runners? In your family? Your parents?
Not really.
No? Mm-mm. Now, you may have answered this question right now by what you just said. I was going to ask, is there a certain point when you realized, I'm pretty good at this, or I'm maybe more than that, I'm really good at this. I mean, it might have been that one race you said, or was it some point in high school where you go, I'm you know, Nick 10 champion caliber, or I'm even potentially state caliber?
Mm-hmm. I'd say probably before high school-wise, it was probably that first race that really, like, because everyone was like, because my mom was just like, all right, he won, like, that's cool, but didn't really think anything of it, but everyone was saying that it was a big deal, and then I'd went to Nationals that year, first year ever being at Nationals, and I got third, I think,
mm-hmm.
So, like, everyone thought that was a crazy thing, so I just stuck with it, and then in high school, my coach told me my freshman year at conference, well, like, the whole season throughout, if I was all conference, I could, like, it would be, like, a big deal, and I got it my freshman year, like, right on the edge, so it was probably about then.
Did you kind of realize that this is it? That's awesome. What do you enjoy about running? Because for me and for a lot of non-runners, they would look at it as being very boring, very isolated a lot of times, especially when you're training, it's probably a lot of just being by yourself. So what is it about that you like that you enjoy it?
I think it's probably just that feeling you get after running, like, a super long run or just to see how fast you can, like, push yourself to go. Because, like, after running 14 miles, it was the first time I ever ran that far over the summer, like, the first week of summer, mm-hmm. for, like, starting our training. And it was, like, it was super tiring, and I was, like, dead at the end, but it was, like, a good feeling, like, that I ran that far.
Sure.
And just seeing how fast I could run, like, in the mile, because so many people know what they can do in it. I just like to tell people, like, as my time lowers, mm-hmm. what I told them. And
well, and speaking of the mile, you won the State Street Mile.
Yeah,
this is a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. That's your first time, right, to win it?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
It felt super nice. I've been wanting to win it since sixth grade doing it. Always wanted to win it, and I finally did.
That was before you hit the injury situation, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. So you were doing pretty good there at that point, mm-hmm. obviously, to win it. So another thing I like to do with these prep spotlights is get to know you a little better, not as an athlete. So what are some of the things you do on the side, hobbies you might have? Maybe run through things like type of music you like to listen to, TV shows, movies. Just kind of tell me about what kind of person you are off the cross-country field.
I like to hang out with people a lot, and I play Fortnite.
Okay.
That big game right now. I play that with my friends, and I play basketball a lot with them.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought about, like, maybe trying to join the team, but then it's just always during track season. But definitely basketball. Well, I like any, like, type of funny TV shows or anything like that, like The Office.
Okay. Do you do any, like Netflix or binge-watching of anything,
stuff
like that?
Definitely The Office on Netflix.
Well, I think getting to music, too, and this kind of laps over and all, what kind of music you like, but also, like, when you're running in training by yourself, are you listening to music? And if so, what type of music do you listen to that kind of gets you going, or at least, or maybe relaxes you, however? You know.
I don't really listen to music running, honestly, because I feel like, I don't know, I just have to be, like, out of that when I'm running,
really?
Just focus on running. But especially with the new, like, form, I just wanted to focus on that more.
Sure.
But when I do listen to music, I like any type of music, but it's probably, honestly, like, rap more and stuff, like, I don't know, it just gets me, like, hyped up.
Sure. When you said about how you don't like to listen to music, what are you, not so much now, again, like you said, you're concentrating on your form because you're rehabbing, but when that's not an issue, what are the things you're thinking about when you're running on your own, and also, what are you thinking about during a race? I mean, is how much strategy you're thinking, or is it just kind of talking to yourself to kind of get yourself to maintain a certain flow or a certain speed or whatever?
I mean, it's probably a bit of all. When I'm running a lot, I always picture myself, whenever I'm doing, like, a speed workout or something like that, running in my race and just thinking about all the work I've put into it, mm-hmm. and just, like, picturing myself running down, like, the home stretch, winning or something like that. Or getting that PR.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the race, I'm usually thinking about not taking out the mile too fast.
Sure, sure. So it's more of a strategy type thing.
Yeah, and then it's usually I'm just thinking about all the work I've put in and what my coach told me before the race and, like, who all's out there to cheer for me, everything like that.
What are your goals for the rest of the season, both individually and team-wise?
I definitely want to make it to state. I want to win conference again. Team-wise, I definitely say I really want to make it to sectionals as, like, a team, because we made it my freshman year, but we haven't made it since then. Or I think we might have made it my junior year, too, or my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know, because it depends on the course. Are there specific times you would go shoot for a goal?
Probably at sectionals to qualify for state, it's probably going to take about a 15:45, probably.
Mm-hmm. And what's your best time?
My best time is right at that, I think.
Okay. And one last question, any plans for college? Thought about that yet?
Yeah, I definitely thought about it. I definitely want to continue on into college. And I've talked to some schools and some coaches and stuff like that.
Any particular ones yet?
I've been looking at North Central. I went there for a visit, and I've been talking to the coach. Augustana, I've talked to their coach, and St. Xavier University.
All right. Well, that was East Senior Runner Noah Frisky. Noah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Yep.
And I wish you nothing but the best luck getting healed and getting back, getting to state this year.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.